I'd like to welcome everyone here today to this midweek 4th of June service. Hallelujah. I'd like to appreciate everyone's goodwill, prayers, heartfelt wishes, which were received throughout the day from from the middle of the night. The phone has not rested. So if you haven't received a response or a reply, it's not because yours is ignored, but because there is so much reply to do. Please take this as your reply. The Lord bless you, the Lord reward you, and the Lord cause people to celebrate with you. In Jesus' name. Like we were told, we had distribution with the widows, 514 widows this afternoon, and also 10 orphanages we ministered to. And then we had Destiny Christian Academy, Area 1 campus. They came to make a presentation. And the Lord's Garden campus here, I had a great interaction with them. They gave me a gift, a birthday gift. I don't know what was that birthday gift. Something that you do like this to rotate on the ground. Two children gave me a birthday gift. So I said, what is it for? They showed me this, how to do it. You do it like this, it rotates. It was a very interesting birthday gift. And I was able to demonstrate the skill of it and the collaborator that I did it well. Hallelujah. And then we went to Sabo Ido, right? Opposite University of Abuja. I didn't know that there was a settlement, a rural settlement in there. We ministered, the king of the land was there. We did a borehole for them as well, commissioned it, and also ministered, that's right, that's the borehole right there, ministered to the community people. That's right. Clean water. Some people were wondering, will you drink that water? I said, well, we drank worse water in the village. This is clean water. This is clean water. That is why we made it for them. Right behind me is the chief of the community. And it was a great time. Will you show the crowd of people that were waiting? The main ground. Okay, this was the place where they gave me the thing to play with on the ground. The children. Hallelujah. Almighty God. That is a gift. It's a birthday gift. They are showing me what to do. That was my birthday celebration with my age mates. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, I want to just quickly charge us on the subject of preserved by praise. Preserved by praise. Tonight, we are going to quickly see the preservation power of praise and also see how praise preserves. And when I mention praise, I am talking about everything, including worship. Everything that includes worship, testimonies, and every other thing in between. Now, it is clear throughout Scripture that praise is a preservative. Psalm 32 verse 7. He said, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble." And what does he use to preserve me? "Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." So praise, worship, carry preservation power. They carry deliverance power. Very quickly. How does praise preserve? Number one, praise is key to health. And health is key to preservation. Unhealthy people can be cut short before their time. But that is not your portion. Praise is key to health. Proverbs 17:22 said, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." So merriment, which is a major element of praise, carries healing power. An excited person will be healthier than a depressed person any day. Praise is key to health, which is key to preservation. Number two, praise is key to strength. And strength helps to withstand adversity. Praise is key to strength. And strength helps to withstand adversity. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19, "After I have praised in 18 and 19, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." Then he said, "The Lord God is my strength." Verse 18 said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." And then verse 19 said, "The Lord God is my strength." And strength helps to withstand adversity. Proverbs 24:10 said, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, it's because thy strength is small." So your praise helps your health. Your praise helps your strength. Praiseful people are strengthened people. They are not weakened people. Depression weakens, praise strengthens. Number three, praise is key to his presence. Praise is key to God's presence. And God's presence is a preservative of life. Praise is key to God's presence. And God's presence is a preservative of life. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." So God lives in praise. And anywhere God lives, there is preservation. Proverbs Psalm 23 and in verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, comfort me." Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai." Hallelujah. So praise, those who praise God live in health. Those who praise God live in strength. Those who praise God live in his presence. And his presence is a preservative of life. Number four, praise activates the covenant of longevity. In fact, praise, activates the covenant of longevity. The praiser is walking in the covenant of longevity. Isaiah 43:21 says, "These people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise." So when you know how to praise, and you know how to worship, you are positioning yourself in the covenant of longevity. I am not talking about if you know how to sing, because there are singers who are not worshippers. There are instrumentalists who know nothing about worship or the praise of God. I'm talking about the man or the woman who is a worshipper. In Psalm 150 and in verse 6, he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And like I said to you, the opposite is true. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. The opposite is very true. Let everything that praise God, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So your breath is for the purpose of praise. So your praise will guarantee your breath. Psalm 119 verse 175. That is the direct equation. Let my soul live and it shall praise thee. Just give me life, praise will follow. Give me praise, life will follow. Do you see that? Give me praise, life will follow. Give me life, praise will follow. So you live to praise and you praise to live. You live to praise and you praise to live. That is why he said, neither murmur ye as they murmured. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 10. And we are destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring, grumbling, complaining destroys lives. So when Isaiah needed to prolong his life, he engaged the praise covenant. The covenant of longevity through praise. Isaiah 38, when Hezekiah, Isaiah 38 verse 10, all the way to verse 12, and then I'll read 18 to 20. He said, I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the balance of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall behold no man no more with the inhabitants of the world. My age is departed. And then jump to verse 18. He was complaining until he pulled his trigger. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee. As I do this day, the father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was Isaiah. He pulled the trigger. Hezekiah. He received the prophecy that he should set his house in order for he was going to die. Then he pulled that trigger. And the covenant of longevity was activated. Somebody, you shall fulfill your days. Can you say a louder amen? Number five. Praise turns enemy weapons against themselves. They came to finish you. Your praise causes them to finish themselves. And that shall happen tonight. He makes Jehovah to step into battle and cause enemies to clash, to finish themselves. Maybe we'll make it more appropriate, like praise causes the Almighty to step into battles, turning enemy weapons against themselves. Praise causes the Almighty to step into battles, turning enemy weapons against themselves. 2 Chronicles 20 and in verse 22 to 24, he said, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Next verse 24, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. You shall not be destroyed. 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 And tonight I declare, those who ganged up against you, they shall finish themselves. in Jesus' precious name. Number six, this is different from the last one. Praise releases instruments of vengeance and judgment into the camp of the enemy. Instruments of judgment and vengeance. This is different. They didn't rise up against you, but they are in their camp planning. It releases instruments of vengeance and judgment into the camp of the enemy. In Psalm 149, verse 6 to verse 9, he said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and then a two-edged sword shall be in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his sent. Praise ye the Lord. So praise time is judgment time. Praise time is vengeance time. And we shall be stepping into that tonight. Say aloud, amen. Number seven. Praise brings direction, and direction averts destruction. It brings direction. Direction averts destruction. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. All the way to the end, we saw how direction came for the king Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel in battle, and the direction brought, the praise brought direction, brought provision, and their destruction was averted. For example, your praise can cause God to show you that the enemy is coming this way, so you can dodge, so you can move. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, we saw the direction that came for King David in the land of Keilah, and that helped him not to be handed over to King Saul. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, all the way from verse 1. Somebody here tonight, direction is coming for you. If you're that one, say aloud, amen. If you're that one, say aloud, amen. You are the one, shout aloud, most amen. Very, very quickly, a basic foundation for praise. Alright, so what have we said? That praise is key to health, and health under God's preservation. Two, praise is key to strength, and strength helps to withstand adversity. Three, praise is key to God's presence, and God's presence is the preservative of life. Four, praise activates the covenant of longevity. And five, praise causes the Almighty to step into battles, turning enemy weapons against themselves. Six, praise releases instruments of vengeance and judgment into the camp of the enemy. Seven, praise brings direction, and direction averts destruction. Somebody say aloud, amen. Having said all of that, a major foundation for praise is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That's in conclusion. Psalm 100 from verse 1. It said, sing, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Thanksgiving. Until you are thankful, you can never be praiseful. There is nothing to thank, to praise God about, if there is nothing to thank God about. Now, what is our focus of thanksgiving in the area of preservation? Focus of thanksgiving. Number one, thank God for the gift of life. appreciate Him for the gift of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 8. Acts 17:25-28. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move. There is nobody here who could have been alive minus the help of God. Do you understand? I slept, I awaked. Look at the testimony of the boy. It took God to bring him back to life. I lay me down and slept. I awaked. For the Lord sustained me. If it took God to help you wake up one night, what about in 7 days? What about 1 month? What about a whole year? Thank God for the gift of life. Number two, thank God for the gift of health. While we are here, there are those on the hospital bed right now. There are people on oxygen right now. There are people on dialysis right now. You are here in health. That is preservation. You say, I'm not totally healthy, but you are not in critical condition. Thank Him for the health you have. Psalm 103, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Psalm 103, verse 3. Thank Him for the gift of health. Number 4. Thank Him for deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Psalm 103, verse 4 just showed us that. He redeemed your life from destruction. It's a continuous thing. Deliverance from the traps of destruction. From the traps of the enemy. Many of us, enemies, the enemy set some traps for you. You escaped. Number 5. Thank Him for what He saved you from that you are not aware of. Thank Him for what He saved you from. From the things He saved you from that are unknown to you. There are many things, when you get to heaven, you will know things that could have happened that God prevented. Psalm 91 verse 5 talked about the terror by night, arrows by day. You didn't see the arrows. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by the night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by the day. We live in a world of flying arrows. That it didn't hit you did not mean it was not coming. Oh, it was coming. The bitterness we have in this world, there are people who are angry that their arrow has not yet worked. All these things that have been firing, why has it not succeeded? When we get to heaven, that you will see that your best friend wanted you dead, that your family member wanted you dead, but God did not allow. Consistently thank Him. I am too aware that if it was easy for some people, we wouldn't be here now. Fully aware. Who are you to be on the assignment of pulling people from the devil? You are pulling people from witchcraft attack. You are pulling people from marine water kingdom. You are pulling people from ancestral curses. You are pulling them from the powers of the occult. You are pulling them from native, local, native doctorism. So who is this that is spoiling our work? Daytime prayer is not enough again. You started midnight. You block our passage. When it is time to fly, that is when you started praying. It is important for some of you to understand the bitterness of hell. The torment is too much. Daytime healing and deliverance service, evening time crusade in one country or the other, midnight prayer every day. That devil has been nothing yet. So please be grateful to God. You are complaining about things that you don't have. There are things you don't have that you should thank God for. HIV. Can begin to make the list. Somebody say amen. So thank God for things He rescued you from that you are not aware of. When we start the thanksgiving, that is the one I would like you to start with. Finally, thank Him for disappointing the expectations of the wicked concerning your life. He disappointed the expectations of the wicked. Acts chapter 10 verse 12. Paul the apostle, Peter said, 12:10. When Peter came to himself, keep going. 12:11. Now when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know for sure that the Lord has sent His angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. There are many people expecting bad things. Do you understand? There are friends who left you and they thought it was God who also left you. They want you to crash so they can justify why they left you. Because I knew, I saw it coming. That's why I left him. God punished the devil. In Acts chapter 28 and in verse 5. Acts 28 and in verse 5. A beast, a viper. Okay. Back up to verse 4. And when the barbarian. Okay. Verse 3. As he met, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer, whom even though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance has not allowed him to live. You know, people can know how to conclude on things they know nothing about. And he shook up the beast into the fire and said, no. Now this is where the matter lies. When they have looked, expecting he should have swollen, falling down, die suddenly. But after they have looked a great while and saw that no harm came on him, they changed their mind. They have to change their mind. They will be forced to change their mind. They will conclude that you are not killable. They will conclude that you are not finishable. They will conclude that you are not wastable. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. All those who want you to drop and crash, want you to die suddenly, want to conclude that you couldn't make it after all, it will very, very soon they have to change their mind that their expectations can't come to pass. They have to change their mind that you are not wastable. They have to change their mind that you are not destroyable. You are not finishable. Shout the Lord and say amen. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them they shall change their mind. Concerning your life, they must change their minds. They shall change their minds. Hey! Hey! I know our time is going, but we're going to do what we need to do tonight. Because a day like this happens once in a year. Lift up your hands now and begin to thank the Lord. Say thank you. Please put all those five things on the screen. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of health. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for what you saved me from I'm not aware of. Thank you, Lord, for disappointing the expectations of the wicked against my life. Go ahead and start it one by one. Thank you for the next 2.5 minutes. 30 seconds per point. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for causing me to be alive. The enemy came for me. He wanted me dead before my time. But you frustrated the enemy. Thank you for the gift of life. I am grateful to be alive. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Move to the next one. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of health. Thank you for health and wholeness. Thank you for healing. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for rescuing me. Go ahead and thank you for the gift of health. Let us say to you, for the gift of health. 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 Yes, master. Thank you for deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Enemy traps is set for you that couldn't catch you. Thank you for deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Deliverance from the traps of the enemy. Thank you for that deliverance. Deliverance. Thank you now, next point, for what you saved you from that you are not aware of. Thank you. Thank you for what you saved you from that you are not aware of. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you for the things the enemy planned for me that could not happen. Oh Lord, you never left me to the wings of the enemy. Thank you. Now go ahead and thank you for disappointing the expectations of the wicked against your life. Disappointing the expectations of the wicked against your life. Father, thank you for disappointing the expectations of the wicked against my life. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
How many of you are believing God to perfect all that constancy? Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. We are going to take the next 7 minutes of aggressive praise. Explosive praise. Now we say that on this day, my prayer point for you, for me, what I want God to do for me, among everything He will do for me, is to answer you. Answer you. We saw testimonies just now, the young man who is holding his damn cell like in his police escort because he suffered frustration to get married. And then on the 4th of June last year, that was his point. He is here today with his evidence. The man looking for a male child, that was her point. And the child was born on the same 4th of June. We saw him here just now. Whatever it is, I'd like you to present it before God while we dance. If you have written it down, fine. If you haven't, write it in your heart. Alright? And when the time comes, you put it on paper. 7 minutes of praise. Look at your neighbor, say your story is about to change. Your story is about to change. Go ahead, let's go.
Somebody give the Lord a shout.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is not the time to be gentle. This is the time, if you feel like letting loose, feel free to lose. As choir, it's your profession to sing and to praise. So you shouldn't be cold and then everywhere you are. Let go.
I will praise you in the morning, praise you in the noon, praise you in the night, praise you all the way. I will praise you in the workplace, praise you in your house, praise you, praise you. I will praise you, praise you in the morning,
praise you in the noon,
praise you
in the
night, praise you all the way. I will praise you in the workplace, praise you in the house, praise you in the field.
Thank you. Lift your hands, everybody.